Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. Glory be unto the Most High God. This is the day that the Lord has made. Have you made your choice to continue to be glad in it? Thank God for Romans 8:28. Say, all things will work together for good for those that love the Lord and called according to his purpose. Do you believe the report of the Lord? As we continue to cast our cares upon the Lord, he said, because he cares for us, we bless the Lord. How many believers believe some of it but don't believe all of it? When it comes to the word of God, when it comes to the promises of the Lord, our God is not a God that he shall lie, and his hand is not too short that he can't deliver. What an awesome, powerful, mighty, oh, tremendous, glorious Father, Savior that we have. Praise the Lord. Thank God that we're not just on the Lord's side. We're in Christ. And as in him, we live and move and have our being. Bless the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. When we come together on one accord, you'll see miraculous, marvelous, phenomenal things happening. We have to have the faith to be on one accord. Because he said, how can two walk together unless they agree? Praise the Lord. Bless the Lord for all. Glory to God. Those that are listening and hearing, glory to God, the Blog Talk Radio of Divine Connection on this May 7th. Oh, a day of completion. Looking forward to the new beginning of the 8th and greater and greater and greater things. Praise the Lord, Mother Alexander. Praise the Lord. Cast all your cares upon the Lord, and he shall sustain you. He will never let the righteous fall. Psalm 55:22. You are my hiding place. You are my protect. You will protect me from the trouble and surround me with songs of deliverance. Psalm 32:7. The Lord loves the just and will not forsake his faithful ones. They will be protected forever, but the offspring of the wicked will be cut off. Psalms 37:28. Because he loves me, says the Lord, I will rescue him. I will protect him, for he acknowledged my name. He will cast a call upon me, and I will answer. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. Psalms 91:14-15. Greetings to you all. Praise the Lord. Tonight, praise the Lord, I have a function after prayer, but we're going to try to pray probably up to 8:15, so we're going to give everybody and have the proper reminders that come on that we're going to pray like we normally do for 15. It's an anointing flow and more over that. That's different, a couple of minutes over, but we're going to go back to the original with the 15. It's going to be needed tonight. Praise the Lord. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that's within me. Bless his holy name. Father, as we exalt you tonight, we give you glory and honor because you are so worthy to be praised. We thank you for your goodness, for your mercy. Ah, for that, glory to God, renewed mercy continuously every day. We thank God for favor. Most of all, we thank God for Jesus being our Savior, our deliverer, our burden bearer, everything we need in you. We thank you that you are the I am that I am. So, God, we bless you tonight. As we come before you now, we ask you to look upon the heart and my heart. And then pray, glory to God, the believers are praying to God that we will let you search us, and anything you find that is not in us, that's in us, is not according to your will or contrary to your will, forgive us in the name of Jesus. God, as we come before you tonight, we want to bless you, for you are so worthy to be praised. All the hideous and crazy stuff that's going on in the cosmos, you still, Lord, you still God, and you have a plan that's mighty sweet. So, God, as we exalt you tonight, we just thank you for your goodness. Thank you, glory to God, for the great God that you are. Thank you for the provision that you make. You are Jehovah Jireh, our provider. You are the El Shaddai, the Almighty God, the All-Breasted One, the All-Sufficient One, the More Than Enough God. You are fantastic. You are phenomenal in the things that you do. So, God, we just want to glorify you. Thank you, glory to God, that you are our healer. Thank you, Lord God, not only did you heal in the spirit, you heal our emotions, you hear, glory to God, in these physical bodies. We thank you that you said by your stripes we were healed, and healing is in your wings. So, God, as we exalt you tonight, we want to let you know, glory to God, Hallelujah, how much we appreciate you. We adore you. We magnify you. We thank you, Lord God, for even blessing us to order our steps. And God, you say the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. And you told us in your word, there's a way that seemeth right unto man, but that way leads to destruction. God, we are praying the more that we'll have an ear to hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say. Obey his command, whatever you command us to do. Sometimes people just want to get caught up in the on the law of just the Ten Commandments. They couldn't keep that. Glory to God. We have grace. Glory to God with Jesus Christ. Thank God that he's our advocate. Thank God that we can call upon him. How many times do we get so caught up, glory to God, and people are not turning to you when they're in trouble instead of turning to the arm of flesh? You told us, glory to God, to have our confidence in you. We thank God for the Spirit of the Lord in each one, but seek out the Spirit of the Lord first, and he will bear witness with the ones, glory to God, that we are believing God with. So, God, I'm asking you, Lord God, to help us some more. Help us to be more faithful and be, glory to God, more trustworthy in the name of Jesus. God, we are praying for forgiveness in the body of Christ. We're praying for deliverance in the body of Christ. We're praying, glory to God, for the love, the agape in the body of Christ. We're praying, glory to God, for the anointing, glory to God, that destroys yokes in the body of Christ, so we can be able to be effective, not in an infection, but effective in that you've given us to do when it's time to pray. Pray fervently. Pray, glory to God, in faith. Pray, glory to God, in truth, walking in truth. Ah, God, so we can see your manifestation, so we can be able, glory to God, to see the power of your hand moving where people are getting delivered and set free and encouraged and being able to have salvation. Ah, and it won't be about us or exalting flesh. It'll be all about building up the kingdom of God, giving him glory and honor. Ah, so many times I think that believers forget that we are sojourning in here. We are passing through. We are foreigners. Glory to God. So we have to build up the kingdom of God. Nothing wrong with having nice things or being wealthy, as long as God is first. So, God, we just pray and put things into perspective. We are praying for the body. Glory to God, of all the isms and schisms and busybody and sowing discords and whatever that's keeping us divided and the enemy having a field day. We are praying the more, glory to God, that you will minister and you will move on the hearts of your people, that they will come to a place and realize what you say, if my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray, you want us to repent, you want us to submit, you want us, glory to God, to allow you to be Lord in life, in the name of, be governed by the Holy Spirit, and God, you will heal the land. So, God, I'm praying, glory to God, that you will help us as a people, God, to know we're in the last days. There's no time for playing games and picking up the tulips and glory to God and going through picking up daisies or whatever. We've got to be in a place to recognize what's going on around us, but to be able to rest in you, to trust you, to be faithful to you. You have a blood covering over us. You have gave us the Holy Spirit. You gave us your word, God, and you have an anointing, glory to God, that comes with all of that, even giving us the power of attorney. God, so I'm asking you, Lord, to help us. Help us to be more faithful, because there's too many as of in the body. When I say us, I'm talking about the body as a whole. God, I pray, glory to God, that you will bless and encourage. God, I pray conviction and repentance. I pray the more, glory to God, that we'll celebrate you. Celebrate you and celebrate one another. You told us to esteem others more highly than ourselves. So, God, we ask you, Lord, to get us to that place. God, in the name of Jesus, all the things that are happening now, it's a time now for us to even want to be, if we have the fear of God, to quicken our spirits the more. Humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God and let him do the exalting. Because the exaltation comes with humility and go right through humility, not that false humility just to try to get our way. I'm praying, God, the spirit of deception and lying will be canceled in the body of Christ. That'll be to a point where we'll love in truth and we'll love glory to God. Through the word of God, we'll be in a place, glory to God, that we'll be helpless one to another. We won't shut up our bowels, glory to God, from our brothers when there is a need. And when, glory to God, we know God has placed something in our hearts. We come against disobedience and rebellion and stubbornness. Hallelujah. How can we be in an example? We bind those forces up. We pray, glory to God, our conviction more to reveal, glory to God, each one that not walking in what you've called us, and stop walking in the norm of what, glory to God, the world says. Because you said, be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the new renewing of our mind. So we are praying the more, God, as we have that charge in us to submit and be obedient to you, that we'll be a witness. The witness always don't have to come through. We were out there witnessing the street, which is there vitally important. But the witness mainly is going to be, glory to God, detrimental, that we walk in a way of holiness, walk in a way of righteousness, walking away according to God's word. So we might be the only Bible that somebody reads. What are they reading about? What are they seeing? What kind of fruit is on the tree? In the name of Jesus, God, so I'm asking you, Lord, that to bless. Bless us to go over to God as a people. Help us, glory to God, to recognize what you are saying with all these things that are going on. All the devil has his hand in some things, but some things you warned us and told us will come in these last days. But there's some other things that are happening to let us know, glory to God, this is just not the devil. You want us to come into a place of oneness with you, so we can be oneness with you. Glory to God, we'll be oneness with one another, and we'll be able to be more than a conqueror. We'll be able to fight the good fight of faith. We'll see strongholds coming down. We'll be able to see people healed. Eyes, glory to God, come up open from the blindness, and not only just the blindness of the natural, but the spiritual things. All cataracts and dropping off the eyes, because sometimes it's spiritual cataracts. God, I'm praying, glory to God, that vision to be able to see more clearly. I can see more clearly now through the word and through the eyes of God. Help us the more, God. Help us to get to a place that we release things and not harbor things in our heart, turn it into malice and confusion and trying, glory to God, to do the vendetta stuff and whatever instead of being to a place. Nevertheless, it hurts and it's disappointing, God, but nevertheless, nothing could hurt like what you hurt and what we hurt, glory to God, and took you through. God, help us to be to a place, God, of cast the care. Let you heal as we forgive. Glory to God. Speak, glory to God, our divine healing for what your word is saying. So we thank you tonight. We give you glory. We thank you for those that are on the wall that's standing and preaching and teaching and witnessing, walking in truth, God. Continue to touch their body. Continue to touch their mind. Continue to touch their heart. Continue to move miraculously on the heart of your people in the name of Jesus, that they will walk, glory to God, not contrary, but that circumspectly to your word. God, you said you'll make the crooked path straight. Help us not to turn back around and trying to make our own future. You said, Jeremiah 29:11, I know the plans that I have for you. They're for good and not for evil, to give you that expected end, to give you peace, bless you, and prosper you. In the name of Jesus, give you a future. The way that seems right to man leads to destruction, leads to death. God, we want to be in a place, glory to God, that we let you lead in, God. So I thank you for those that are trying with all they know how. We exalt them, God. We pray for their strength. We pray for their covering. Glory to God, we pray, glory to God, that you will send help for those that may be lacking in help, for those in ministry that may need the funding. In the name of Jesus, commanding the enemy, take his hands off the finances as well. God, any confusion that try to come up to try to get them off their post, I pray you strengthen them the more, and God, you expose the enemy. Expose, glory to God, that were planted in the house to bring confusion or to turn back on upset or bring division. God, I'm praying the more, like never before, that we fight the good fight of faith, trusting and believing, God, not to get caught up on all that's going on. Don't let the news, and don't let, glory to Trump, don't let, glory to God, what's going on all around us. Not saying we're not to be concerned, but not to let it overwhelm us and become worried and also concerned that we glued to the TV and we glued to this and we're speaking this, and sometimes we're speaking death instead of life. Sometimes we're saying things that are contrary that cause us to be snared. God, I'm praying like never before as believers that we, glory to God, unite together the more. All eyes coming open, ears coming open, even if you have to deal with us in our sleeping and wake up the body of Christ, the sleeping giant, to recognize, glory to God, what is going on and why we're giving more place to the territory of the enemy to come in. In the name of Jesus, we will expand the kingdom of God. You said the kingdom of God suffer violence and violence taken by force. There's some things we're going to have to take authority of. We're going to have to bind. We're going to have to loose. We're going to have to cancel. We're going to have to make sure we're fully dressed with the whole armor of God on in the name of Jesus. And then when we do battle, we got to come back and do that reinforcement to make sure everything is intact. We need you. Remember, we don't have no covering over back because you are our covering. In the name of Jesus. So, God, I pray like to never before that we be united, that we walk over to God in a place that you can speak to us and we can hear your voice and be so sensitive to move accordingly, whatever that moment is, whatever that time is. So I praise you and appreciate you. I thank you for the prayer warriors all on Divine Connection. I pray and thank you for the faithful ones that come on, glory to God, constantly giving God glory and giving God praise and praying and interceding. And glory to God, we bless you tonight. We pray for all of them. We pray for even the ones that are on the line now. We're going to ask glory to God that you bless, glory to God, Mother Alexander, Mother McCormick. God, we're praying for all the other listeners and whoever else. We're asking you, God, to move in a miraculous way. As we pray tonight, we're going to seek out your face and hear your voice. And God, we bless you. We honor you. We thank you. Pray you continue to bless them and their family, strengthen them as they continue to be faithful to you in every endeavor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Bless the Lord. As I said earlier, because I may have to leave about 8:15, I do not want to never miss my post doing whatever. Got one done. So in the meantime, We're going to give time for Mother Alexander, Mother McCormick, each one to have 15 minutes as the Lord bless. That's normally what we do, or even a little time over sometimes, but tonight, so we can be able to accomplish everything that God says. And in the meantime, allowing His will to be done without being rushed, but saying glory to God, because it's nothing new. It's just a time we do. We usually give just a little extra sometimes, but I just pray God blesses upon them as they release whatever God has placed in them in their spirit and keep them covered. God, strengthen them and bless them in Jesus' name. We're going to open down the line now for Mother Alexander, and then we're going to have Mother McCormick to pray. God, glory for those mothers in Zion and the mothers, glory to God, of the, in their natural homes. That God continue to bless them, continue to move on their behalf.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Hallelujah, Lord. Glory to God. Oh,
yes.
Merciful Father. One thing I want to read today is just the Word of God in Scripture, Psalms. I just love, that's why I praise Him so much. I'm just reading about four verses before I pray. It said, I will extol thee, my God, O King, and I will bless thy name forever and ever. Every day will I bless thee, and I will praise thy name forever and ever. Great is the Lord, greatly to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable. Hallelujah, Lord God. One generation shall praise the work to another and shall declare his mighty acts, because his marvelous is the thing that our Heavenly Father do. He is great, great, great. I cannot praise him enough. I cannot talk about him enough, because he's been mighty good to us all. Oh, Lord, we give you glory today, Lord. We give you honor. We give you praise, Heavenly Father. Because through the storm, Lord God, you said, after we done all, stand. Stand on your word. Stand. We will not give the enemy no place. We know that the Lord said, it is finished. That means, whatever the enemy throw against us, we must learn to stand boldly on the word of God. Number one, you know who you are in Christ. So we have time, sister and brother. Regardless what come, remember what God said. I will not fail you. I will not forsake you. So, Father God, here we come today, Lord God, standing in the gap for sisters and brother, Lord God. Father, you see all that goes on today. Nothing is hidden from you, Heavenly Father. And Lord, we come interceding for one another, interceding for brothers and sisters, Lord God. Oh, Lord, so many sickness in the land today, but we know your word said by your stripe, we are healed in the name of Jesus. We are healed. So, Lord, we bind in this sickness up right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We command this disease to loose the body right now in the name of Jesus. We command the fat that come against our body to melt off in the name of Jesus. We command it to melt away, because God, your word said in the name of Jesus, ask and believe. When you ask, you receive. Lord, I believe, Lord. I believe that when I stand before my Heavenly Father and call in the name of Jesus and ask in the name of Jesus, whatever I ask, it shall come. Because his word cannot be void. And the Heavenly Father said, ask, come boldly to the throne of grace and ask. Lord, we thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you for keeping us, Lord. Thank you for blessing us, Lord. Thank you for reminding us, Father God, that you are there and you see every move we make, every heart. You know every corner. There is nothing hidden from you, Heavenly Father. So touch the hearts of our brother and sister, Lord God. Them know, stand firm on the promises, because your word said you will not fail us. You will not forsake us. And your word will not be void. You said it, Lord. Help us to know that it has already been done and we must stand. And Lord, we come today binding up the works of the enemy that come against you, people, Lord. We binding it in the name of Jesus. And we command it to loose. Loose the body right now in the name of Jesus, because it shall not have dominion in our body. This false spirit of aches and pain got to loose in the name of Jesus. loose in the name of Jesus. And we bind you and we cast you out back to the pit of hell where you belong in the name of Jesus. And Father God, we come against that foul spirit of cancer, heart disease, kidney disease, liver disease. We bind it in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, loose! You have no authority. Father God, you gave us authority and dominion over these things. Help us to stand boldly, Lord God, and take the authority, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, your word said, you send your word. You send your word to heal and deliver. Word said, we shall not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. Well, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we know you is a healer, Lord God. We know you is a deliverer, Lord God. We know you as a provider, Lord God. We know you as a way maker, Lord God. And it's in the name of Jesus we command the adversary to back up in the name of Jesus. It shall not have authority in our bodies. Help us to be bold soldiers, Father God. Help us to stand on the wall, Lord God, because your promise is his life. You said it, we believe it, Father God. No weapon, no weapon that form against us shall prosper. Father God, your promises tell us whatever we bind on earth is bound in heaven. So we come binding up this foul spirit that attacked the body, Lord God. We binding it in the name of Jesus. And we cast it back to the pit of hell where it belongs. Because your word tells us, Lord, whatever we bind, you gave us the authority and the power to bind things unhurt, Lord God. You gave us the dominion here unhurt, Father God. Help us to walk according to your word, Father God. Help us to stand boldly and proclaim the victory that you gave us, Lord. Because the enemy shall not have authority in our body. Oh, Father God, we thank you today, Lord. Lord, we cannot thank you enough, Father God. You've been so good to us, Heavenly Father. You've been so mighty good to us, Lord. Continue to keep a hedge around our children, Lord, our grandchildren, Lord, our great-grandfather, God. Keep a hedge around them, Lord, in the name of Jesus, I ask this, Father. Because, Lord, you see it all. You see it all, Father God. And help us to walk with the love towards one another, sisters and brother, Lord God. Help us to see the enemies traveling around, Lord God, and let us know that we have the authority to bring them down in the name of Jesus. Help us to stand boldly, Lord God, and operate in that agape of love that you gave us, Lord. Because according to the promises, Father God, you said the love of God is shed abroad in our heart. Help us to walk the walk of faith, Lord God, and to walk in love towards one another, Lord God. Help us, Father God, to see that. Because that's the power and the authority you gave us, Lord. That we must be able to stand. We must be able to treat one another with love. Oh, God, renew our mind daily, Heavenly Father. That we see the things that you already provided for us. It's available. Hey, it's available because you said in your word, Lord God, ask. All we have to do is ask and believe in you. Help us to know how to stand boldly on your promises and to live according to your word, Father God. Help us, Lord. You said in your word, Lord, if you said in your word, Lord God, all we got to do is seek you, live for you, give you the praise, give you the glory, give you the honor. Help us to learn to stand boldly, Father God. And to do your will, Heavenly Father. And to operate in the agape of love you shed abroad in our heart, Father God. Oh, Father God, I love you and I praise you and I glorify you today, Heavenly Father. And Lord, I give you thanks for my brothers and sisters that's standing on the wall, Lord God. Regardless what's come, stand boldly and proclaim your victory. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you for mercy and grace in our life, Lord. Thank you for keeping a hedge around our children and our grandchildren, Lord God. So many things is going on out there with the youth today, Father God. But Lord, help us all to stand together and intercede for them, Father God. Help us, Lord God, to stand as unity, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, our only provider and deliverer. Nothing is impossible for him to do. Nothing is impossible. Oh, God, help us to walk according to your word. In the name of Jesus, I ask these things, Lord. Only in Jesus' name I ask these things, Heavenly Father. Because there is no other way, Lord God. You are the way, the truth, and the light. Without you, Lord, we have nothing. And Lord, we give you glory. We give you honor. We give you praise. Only you, Heavenly Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you today, Lord. Thank you, Father God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah.
Glory, glory. You still had a few minutes, Mother, but if you finish, praise the Lord. Glory to God.
Glory to God.
He is so worthy. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. Mother Alex, Mother McCormick, praise the Lord. We'll give those, give time for you to go ahead and pray too. Praise the Lord. Cut it too short. We still is only 7:26. So bless the Lord. As the Lord leads you, you go ahead on and pray. You give God glory because he is awesome. Deserve all the praise. God for the power of prayer.
She really prayed, and I thank God for the prayer that she always say, know who you are in Christ. I praise God for the woman of God, and for those that's not on the line tonight, I praise God for them. I just thank God for just what he is today in my life, or how he yet making ways and how he yet changing and doing things, God. I praise you this afternoon. You are worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Heavenly Father God, just asking you to forgive me for all of my sins and my wrong, God, for the things that I may have thought wrong or looked wrong or whatever. Anything that's not right, God, I ask you to wash me whiter than snow in the name of Jesus. And, oh, God, I just want to thank you, Lord God, for your grace and your mercy. I thank you for your love and your kindness. And, God, I just thank you for your joy and for your strength on this afternoon, God, for just waking me up this morning. You didn't have to do it, but you looked beyond my fault. And you saw my needs, and I praise you for that on today, God. I thank you, Heavenly Father, God, for forgiving me, God, for forgiving me for all things. I thank you, Lord God, for life, help, and strength. I thank you, Lord God, for gentleness, for your word, God, because your word is what keep us in these last and evil days. And I just pray for your people, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. I pray for each and every one that's struggling, that's going through different situation on this afternoon, God. Some may be going through one thing, some may be going through other. But I know, God, that you is a healer and a deliver God, and I praise you for it, God, because I know that without you, we can do nothing, but with you, we can do all things. And we know, God, that you is the author and the finish of our faith, and whatever we need, we bow down and we look to the hills from which coming our help. And we call on the name of Jesus because we know there's power in the name of Jesus. So, God, we thank you, Heavenly Father. We thank you right now, God, for wisdom and knowledge. We thank you, Lord God, for your word, for your wisdom, because we know, God, that we need wisdom. And we know that the word of God said ever learning, but never coming into the knowledge of the truth. And we know, God, sometimes we can be learning, but we haven't even came into the knowledge of the truth to know that God is able to bring us out. He's able to deliver us from all things. He is a healer. He is a deliverer, God. And I just thank you, Lord God, for that. I thank you for your shedding of your blood. I thank you for how you shed that blood back on Calvary Cross. You didn't have to do it, but you looked beyond our fault and you saw our needs. And we thank you for it, Heavenly Father. We thank you, Heavenly Father. You are so awesome. You are so good on tonight. God, I pray right now, Lord God, for the school system. I pray for the thing that's going on in the school system, the thing that's going on in different places, how people have lost homes in different places, and how the different things are happening in the weather, and different things that how people have lost their homes and different materialistic things. And I pray, God, that you will continue, Lord God, to bless them, Lord. Let them know, God, that you're able, Lord God. Let them know, God, that you said in your word you never leave them nor forsake them, God. Let them know, God, that you're right there beside them. All they got to do is just trust and lean to you, Lord. Lean not to their own understanding, but all their ways acknowledge you, that you will direct their path, Father. Oh, Father God, we pray, God, for even people, how they walk in stores and how people are, things are happening with people in stores, and how I pray right now, God, for the churches, for the body of Christ as a whole. I ask you right now, God, to touch the people in the churches everywhere, God. Protect us, Lord God. Keep your loving arms around us, God, as we walk this journey. Help us to keep our eyes focused on you, Lord. Help us not to look to the left or the right, but always keep our eyes looking to the hills from which coming our help. God, I pray that you go into the hospital, God, that you will go in, Lord God, and let your anointed power walk in swift through the homes of the different places or in the rooms of hospital where people are lying on the bed of affliction, Lord God. Oh, God, where somebody, Lord God, is lying there and, Lord, feel like nobody cares. But, God, I just pray, God, that you would just whisper a word to their mind and let them know, God, that you're right there at their bed. And, Lord God, that you will raise them up, God, that you will turn them around, God. Oh, Father, I pray right now, God, in the name of Jesus, for people that's walking on the street, God, for those that's lying on the street that feel like nobody care for them. God, let them know, God, that you love them, God. Let them know, God, that all they got to do is trust and believe in you, God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, I pray, Lord, for people, Lord God. Oh, God, for so much is going on in the world today, God. So much has happened, Heavenly Father. But we know that the word of God is what the only thing that's going to help us to be strengthened. Help us to be strong and to take us through in the last and evil days. So, God, we thank you, Lord God. We ask you, Lord God, to help them, Lord God, to overcome our stress on tonight, Lord. Help them to overcome our temptation on tonight. Help them to overcome bitter, overcome dishonest and doubt and drinking and gambling, God. Help them to overcome forgiveness, God, greed or gospel, insecure, God, or being lazy and different things, God, or being fearful, God. Help them to realize, God, that you know their heart and you know what they need and what they stand in. And, God, we bind up every spirit, everything that's not like you in the name of Jesus, and we plead the blood of Jesus on it right now. We ask you, Lord God, to touch men and women of God all over the world. We pray that you go into the homes of your family people, Lord God. We pray that you look on the families on tonight, that they will, Lord, come together, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, that you will look down on those in the military on tonight, the men and the women in the military. God, we pray that you touch them, God, because they're out there fighting for the country. And, Lord God, we pray and we thank you, Lord God, for somebody that steps out and want to go to the army or want to go into service, God. We pray for these young men and these young women. We pray for, Lord God, the doctors, Lord God. We realize, God, that we don't put our trust in the doctor, but we know that the doctor's here for a purpose. So, God, but we put our trust in you on tonight, God. We know all our help comes from you on tonight, Heavenly Father. And so, God, we thank you for your healing power, because we know 2,000 years ago that we are already healed in the name of Jesus. So, God, we thank you for it, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, look on us, God. Look on us tonight, Lord. Pour out your anointing on your people. Stir us up, God, that we'll be able, Lord God, to keep our mind focused on you, God, that we'll keep walking in the way that you want us to walk, that we won't be so selfish and don't want to help and don't want to do for others, God. Help us, Lord God, to be real in these days and time, Lord, in the name of Jesus. God, we just ask you, Lord, help us to have that real love, not pretending that we love, but mean it from the depths of our our heart, God, in the name of Jesus, when we walk this journey. Help us to walk it in the way that you say walk, God. Help us not to be trying to do what we want to do. Help us not to be trying to walk in the way we want to walk, but learn how to lean and depend on you, God, because you are the one that's able to help us to overcome the things that we go through in the last and even day. So, God, we praise you on tonight, Lord, and we pray right now, God, as people go forward, as they go through their trials and their tribulation, that they will realize, Heavenly Father, that what do they need, God? They come boldly to you, God. They cry out to you, Lord God, and ask you to help them to go through the situation that they're going through, because we realize that, God, as we walk this journey, we can't go through it by ourselves. We need that help, and the help is from you, Heavenly Father. We need that help to do the things that we need to do on tonight, God, in the name of Jesus. And help us, Father God, to change our mind. Give us a change of mind, God, that we'll be able to realize, God, that except we have a change of mind, we'll be going so doing some of anything. But we need our mind changed. We need our mind renewed in the name of Jesus. So, God, we thank you, Heavenly Father, for it in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, for your Holy Ghost power. We need that power on tonight, God, to go through, God. We need that power to be able to stand and to stand firm in the name of Jesus. God, we love you, God. We thank you, Heavenly Father. And, God, we pray, Lord God, for those that's sick in their bodies. We pray for those that's going through different kinds of sickness, God. We pray for, God, for those that's going through lupus on tonight, God. We pray that you'll touch their body, Lord. Touch that pain, Lord God. Move on them in the name of Jesus. Those that might be going through cancer problem, God. Oh, God, we ask you, Lord God, to let it come out of their body, God, from the very down to the very core, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we ask you, Lord God, to do it for them. Even though they're going through problem with their kitten, God. Help their kitten to function right, God, in the name of God. Oh, God, strengthen them right now. We thank you, God, for your son, Jesus Christ, Lord. We thank you for that shedding of the blood, God, because we know that without him, we could do nothing. But with him, we could do all things. Oh, God, we praise you on tonight. I have some little scriptures that I want to say on tonight. I'm going to read this right fast before my time is up, and I want to read this, and I love you, Lord. The word says, God medicine to be spoken by mouth 3 times a day until faith comes, then once a day to maintain faith. If circumstance grow worse, double the dose. There are no harm or side effects. Jesus is the Lord of my life. Sickness and disease have no power over me. I am forgiven and free from sin and guilt. I am dead to sin and alive unto righteousness. Colossians 1:21-22. I am free from unforgiveness and strife. I am forgiven I forgive others as Christ has forgiven me. For the love of God is shed abroad in my heart by the Holy Ghost, Matthew 6:12, Romans 5:5. Jesus bore my sin and his body on the tree. Therefore, I am dead to sin and alive unto God, and by his stripes I am healed and made whole. 1 Peter 2:24, Romans 6:11, 2 Corinthians 5:21. I got a few more time with me. And Jesus bore my sickness and carried my pain. Therefore, I give no place to sickness or pain. For God sent his word and healed me. Psalms 107:20. Father, because of your word, I am overcomer. I overcome the world, the flesh of the devil, by the blood of the Lamb and the word of my testimony. 1 John 4:4, Revelation 12:11. And I have one more. You have given me abundant life. I received that life through your word, and it flowed to every organ of my body, bringing help and healing. John 10:10 and John 6:63. And I praise God for the word on tonight, letting us know that we can take that word of God is just you know, it's like medicine. We could take it just like medicine. You know, we take our medicine, we take it like maybe like 2 or 3 times a day. And this word, we can take it more than 2 and 3 times a day. We can pick up the word anytime, and it will help us. And it don't even have no side effects. And I praise God for the word of God. I thank God because the word of God is what helps me. The word of God gives me consolation. It helps me in it. And I just thank God for all that he's doing and what he's going to do. And I praise him on tonight. And I pray for people. I pray for the people everywhere. And I ask God to please God, touch the land of the living. Touch people. Heal them and deliver people all over the world, God, because there's so much sickness and disease. There's so much trouble out there in the world today. But I know that you is the author and the finish of our faith. I know that you everything that we need on tonight, and we keep trusting and believing in you. And we know, God, that we just lean and depend on you. You won't let us fall. And so I thank you, Heavenly Father, because Hebrews 4:16 say, let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may attain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. And thank you, Jesus, right now. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm finished.
It's powerful. Praise the Lord. I give God glory for the prayer tonight. Mother Alexander, Mother McCormick, praise God, being before the throne of grace. Amen. Praise. Oh, praise God. Is he dancing, Brenda? Francis Noel, that's you? Hello? Oh, praise the Lord then. Amen. Okay, we're going to find out for one more and find out for Elder Kincaid. Brother Kincaid? I know I have you. I'm missing the names on here. We're going to go ahead and pray, and then we're going to take the prayer requests tonight, and then we're going to, if we're getting off a little bit earlier than expected, we praise the Lord, but want to go ahead and pray and cover our youth right about now, and then we're going to go ahead and take the prayer requests, and then after that, however, we take the requests or the prayer praise reports. Father, I do honor you tonight, and I give you glory for all that you've done and doing. You're so marvelous. We thank God that some have already touched a little bit on our youth, but we know you know everything that's going on in the cosmos right about now in our world. And so we bless you because our faith is in you. As we keep looking to the hills, what's coming to our help, and our help coming from you. And you said, pray without ceasing. And you told us, glory to God, to bear one another burdens and strong bear the infirmities of the weak. And you told us, glory to God, that we're to pray. So I'm asking you, Lord, tonight to touch in the lives of the youth, God. We know there's various situations that are gone. We hear all kinds of criminal acts and various things or attacks against them or either genocide or drugs and alcohol and human trafficking and all kinds of various things. But, God, we know as we pray for everyone that don't know you in the pardon of sins that you will save and deliver. Take out a heart of stone, put in a heart of flesh. We come against rebellion and stubbornness and disobedience and the spirit of deception and all kinds of things that the enemy is plotting and planning for destruction for our youth. And anything he's trying to do, we bind him up and take authority, command him to loose from his assignment. God, we know there's so many things that you want to do in their lives as they're coming up, God, to be used for your glory, to be able to expand the kingdom of God. And the enemy wants to destroy the seed. If he's not trying to act like a Herod, glory to God, or a Pharaoh in the abortions or the genocide or coming against them, glory to God, for homosexual acts and all kind of things and causing them to be confused with various things that are going on with the occults and all kinds of things that some things they're seeing contrary to the will of God or the supposed to be walking upright, and they're seeing things that we're not walking as we should as believers. Whatever enemy is using as whatever method or strategy God, we still believe that through it all you can filter through everything that he's doing and still reach into that heart and save and deliver. So we are praying for salvation for him. We're praying for deliverance for him in the name of Jesus. Some, glory to God, are on the brink and have been on the brink, glory to God, of suicide. And God, we cancel out all the spirits of confusion, the mental illness, or the challenge with the mind, the stresses, and the things, glory to God, from oppression, and sometimes it's from bullying. Those foul spirits of the enemy from bullying, and from those sometimes oppressed in their own homes, being incest going on, rape going on, all kind of things that are pressing them into a situation to cause them to act ungodly or act unseemly in the name of Jesus. Praise God. We know there's some things that are going on, and it's just a seed that's been planted through generations and other ones, glory to God, they're just doing, following the crowd or want to be popular or don't want to be feeling like they're the left wheel or the third wheel or whatever. Whatever he's doing, the devil is a lie. Help us to be on our post the more as believers of Christ as we pray for the body to come in alignment in the name of Jesus, that we can pray down these strongholds. We can be able to reach out. We may be able to say something that might even change that person's heart, change their mind. We come against the death demons that are destroying their lives in the name of Jesus. We come against those spirits that are coercing them, glory to God, through seduction, all the stuff that we're hearing through elementary and junior high, where, glory to God, the oral sex and all kind of spirits, glory to God, that come in with this homosexual act of stuff that's causing them to want to be seduced by trying this and trying that, or either from drugs. Right? We come against those foul and unclean spirits. We come in, glory to God, even the spirits that cause them to be influenced by these things. We cancel that at the root because we know it came from the enemy in the name of Jesus. We pray for even those satanic forces that cause the pedophiles out there just want to find a way they can try to come in and come against the babies. And so they're so nasty now. When we say babies, don't necessarily mean they're talking 10 years old, 11 years old. They want to come against even little 5 years old, little 4 years old, even babies from the crib doing wants to have different kinds of things and acts going on. Satan is a liar in the blood of Jesus. God, we believe you're going to save our youth. You're going to deliver them out of the hand of the enemy. All those that are oppressed in their minds, that sometimes the oppression from things that they have been through or been abused or certain things, glory to God, that are going on and causing them to commit crimes and do other things, whatever, devil, you are a liar in the blood of Jesus. Every foul and unclean spirit, even the practice of witchcraft, glory to God, some of them are getting caught up in their witchcraft or their cult. God, it's a praying time like never before. God, help us, glory to God, to be on the intercession. Glory to God, interceding. And God, just not a few here and a few there across the land, but God, I'm praying that it'll be awakening in the body of Christ to recognize the signs of the time that we can be able to come against the foul spirits of the enemy that cause so much chaos and confusion in the body in the name of Jesus. The devil is a liar. Oh, we know, glory to God, that our trust and our faith is in the Lord, and we're not going to allow the enemy to come in and rob, glory to God, them of their life, rob them of their health, rob them, glory to God, of the future they can have. Some can't even concentrate because of the things that are going on. If they're not being bullied, there's stuff going on in the house. Sometimes they're being oppressed by their own teachers, glory to God, showing partiality. And that same thing, glory to God, is going on in some of their homes, comparing one child to the next child. God, open the parents' eyes. Open the teachers' eyes. God, convict their hearts when they turn back around and try to show favoritism and try to oppress this one against that one or whatever. God, I'm praying a change of heart, a change of mind. God, we are praying, believe God. Even some that's filtered on up in the church, not only one time used to say that they're stealing them out because of their gift. Now they don't have to be a gift. It can be anything. It can be whatever influence out there. The enemy will try to pull them away, glory to God, out of the house of God in the name of Jesus, or from their homes. God, I pray, glory to God, even for those that are caught up in this obsession with, glory to God, the internet and the Facebook and all the other things, glory to God, the electronics. Glory to God has such a controlling force that even some adults, they're all caught up, glory to God, as well as the youth. They can't even go no place without their phone. They almost lose their job because I had to turn back around to get my phone. Or they're racing on the road with texting and can't let this call go through without just turning back around. I got to have all texting, glory to God. This one said that and that one said I got to say. Fighting over, glory to God, on the internet, on the Facebook. Fighting, don't even have, glory to God, right in the presence. Then some come into physical, glory to God, confrontations in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we know these things, glory to God, is not of you in the name of Jesus. We are praying awakening. And, God, even that that's filtered over into the believers, sometimes they get that access. You said, be transformed by the renewing of our mind. You told us, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that, glory to God, that we'll have our bodies presented, glory to God, holy and acceptable unto the Lord. We are supposed to be proving ourselves as believers and walking in truth, walking in, glory to God, righteousness, walking in holiness in the name of Jesus. We can't get it in our intellect. We got to have it in our spirit. God, we got to be in a place that they can see the fruit on the tree. And it's not no mixed fruit, no fruit cocktail. It's glory. If it's oranges on the tree, it's oranges. If it's apples, it's apples. If it's lemons, then it's lemons. God, I'm praying, glory to God. Hallelujah, for a change in the body, a change, glory to God, a change in glory to God. And we're all connected no matter what. Even when we pray for them, we still got to go back. What are we doing as believers? We can't reach everyone, but what we can reach, God, I'm praying for the power of prayer. We may not be one to walk the street and be witnessing that way, but we go to work, we go to church, we go to the marketplace, we go to the bank, we go, what kind of life are we living? And the ones that we can reach, even on one-on-one, whether it's in a organization or whether it's just glory in our church, whether it's in our neighborhood, or how are we living? God, I come against the spirit of fear, fear tactics that the enemy is using, trying to keep the body of Christ separated with all these things that are going on. Glory, if it's not a bomb in here, if it's not there, this one's shooting here, this one's not doing that. Oh, he's all about fear, fear. Fear, glory to God, going to cause others to do crazy stuff. Other ones going to cause them not to do what they need to do. Oh, and then the body of Christ, you come against all with having crisis and try to paralyze us to keep from being able to who we can reach. God, I'm praying, glory, out courage and encouragement, blood covering, protection and shield. All glory to God for all those that are out there and those that, glory to God, are standing on the wall and doing what they need to do to be able to reach them. And I pray for them, too, a blood covering. All our children when they go to school and our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren, that they will accomplish what God has. They'll live a life according to what God has. Change their heart, change their mind. And even some that are living old, living saved and living raw, all they know how, and try to go out in this system that the enemy, glory to God, is fighting them, glory to God, and picking and bullying them and causing them, glory to God, to be influenced by God. I pray, God, don't let their minds be changed. Don't let them get caught up in a situation that one decision that they changed their whole life. God, I pray, glory to God, for protection. Protection of their minds. I pray, glory, encouragement that they'll get encouraged. I pray for teachers that give them the incentive. They're not there just for a dollar or not there, glory to God, because it's not a lot of dollars, but even just the work to be working in that field. But God, those that have lost their desire for to see children be able to get educated now, and they got to be on guard because the children acting up so bad or things are going on, glory, in the system, or they're not getting paid properly. So that way, glory, all these other influences trying to keep them building more jails and tearing down schools or not even building up the schools, glory to God, so they can have an adequate place to get their learning. God, they get more education, sometimes even nice facilities in the prison house, more than they, glory to God, outside. Teachers got to be taking money out of their pocket to try to make sure the ones, glory to God, that are really concerned, to make sure that their students get the proper education. And some, glory to God, trying all they know how, but they're in situations or in certain areas, glory to God, that it makes it hard because of the drugs or because of the influences on the outside and because of the things that, and some so feel so hopeless, think they can't get out of this. Oh, God, I'm praying, glory to God, that you will bless and you will move and minister. Help us to keep it in heart, even in our prayer time, even in our churches, even in, glory to God, our secret closets, even when we're on the prayer lines or when we are someplace, glory to God, that where we can be able to have the open prayer. God, help us to remember the youth as well as we remember the things that are going on around us. In the name of Jesus, and God, we're so careful to give you the glory and give you the praise, and we are thanking you for those that are being reached, those that are being a witness, those that are worshiping prayer, those that are using their gifts for the glory of God, because we know all of our youth are not out there and influencing, even though they have some pressures and different things. God, we have some that are standing strong. Help us to be a blessing, to be a support system, God, for our neighbor, wherever our neighbor is, whether it's cross town, whether it's across the next state line, or wherever, God, help us, God, for these babies to be praying for, and wherever we can come in contact to encourage. In the name of some we are going to reach and some we may not, but as we be led by the Spirit of the Lord, he will give us that unction of who we are to speak or say it, but nobody can stop us from praying. God, we may not be able to touch that with one, might be us planting the seeds. Other ones could be watering it, some more watering, some more work. But God, you're going to be the one to do the increase. So not only just for them, but anybody that don't know you're the partner of their sin. We pray for mothers in the homes. We pray, glory to God, for the fathers in the home that are there and trying, and the ones that need to awaken out of their sleep and do better. And God, be a greater influence in glory to God, in the right way. In the name of Jesus, God, we're praying for the exposure for them sex demons and stuff that coming up in the house and taking advantage of their own children. The blood of Jesus, expose them. And God, not just expose, but let the law, glory to God, take care of them as well. And God, we are praying against these spirits that turn back around in homes that even the social workers know they need to be taken out of. And maybe they might be overworked, overtired. But God, help them to be concerned and not to be looking at how much overload they are so they can be conscious of those ones that really need to be out of that environment. They don't have to lose their lives. So we are praying life to them. We're spreading health to them. We're speaking over that, a better environment. We'd love to see that the Lord bless and hearts be changed and counseling or whatever for parents to get better. But if they're having some issues and they're having mental illness, they're having some things and they can't do better, then God, I'm praying, God, give them babies a way of escape. We just love you today. We believe in you, glory to God, for greater. We believe in you for those preachers and teachers and glory to evangelists and glory to those that are going to be influenced in life, God, so where they can be. Whether they be governors or whether they be mayors or engineers or lawyers or doctors or nurses or whatever their field is, God, we're just praying that you would bless whatever they desire to do, God, so they can be able to do that you may get some glory. I ask you, Lord God, to bless the blessed and angels be encamped in the name of Jesus. And God, I do pray right now, God, that you would bless Mother Alexander to even pray for the prayer warrior tonight before we hang up, before we start taking prayer requests. That you will pray for them, Pastor. I mean, Mother. Mother Alexander.
Hello?
Yes, would you
I'm here.
For the prayer warriors? Before we take the prayer requests, pray for the prayer warriors, and then I'm going to take the prayer requests, and then we're gonna close out a little early tonight and meet my appointment. So
okay.
Would you pray for them, your prayer requests?
Oh, praise the Lord. Father God, we thank you today, Lord God. Oh, Lord, we just want to thank you because, Lord, you is who strengthens us, Father. You is us, give us the heart to love one another so we're able to pray for one another sincerely, Lord God. Oh, God, I ask you to touch each and every one of us that stand on the line, Lord God. Oh, Father God, help us to continue to keep strengthened. Keep us as one, Lord God, that when we feel, the other feel. Help us, Lord, that when we stand together, Lord God, even when we're not present right here, but we is absent from one another, we still pray for one another in the Spirit. And we still cover each other, Lord God, because this prayer line, Father God, you see, Lord. You see how important it is, Lord, because your word said pray for one another, Lord God. And we ask you, Lord, to bless this prayer line, Father God, that it's able to grow, Lord God. Touch a people's heart, Lord God, that they will come on, Lord God, and to stand together, Lord God, that we can pray more, Father God, for brothers and sisters out there, Lord God, that need prayer, Lord God, need to know that if we stand together, we can bring down a lot of these things that the adversary throw up, Lord God. Because you've already gave us the authority and the dominion to pray these things down, Lord God. Oh, God, strengthen each and every one of us day by day, Lord God. Help us to stand firm in that agape of love. That way we can pray, Lord God, to bring down these mountains that the adversary bring up against the people, Lord God. Because your promise is said, Lord God, if we ask, we will receive, Lord God. Your word said, Father God, if we seek you, the main thing you tell us in your word, if we seek your face, Lord, that means if we stand before you day and night, call on your name, Lord, get in your word, eat it, drink it, sleep with the word on our mind. We'll get stronger in you and we'll be able to stand against this foul spirit come against the people, Lord God. Oh, Father God, help us to walk in that authority and dominion that you gave us, Lord. Help us to stand boldly and pray down these walls that the enemy throw up against the people, Lord God. And most of all, Heavenly Father, we know you is no respecter of person, Lord. Oh, God, continue to bless the sisters that sometimes is absent and sometimes is on the line. Oh, God, bless them, Lord, and let them continue to know, Lord God, that the more they pray, Lord God, is the more powerful they will become, Lord God, because prayer is power. So help us, Lord, to know that we must continue to pray for one another, and we must continue to stand regardless where we are. Remember that we are one. We come together as a prayer line. That means we stand as one sincere heart to pray for one another. If something is wrong with one, the other one's supposed to continue to stand to pray against this foul spirit. We all come as one to pray down these things that the adversary throw up against the body. Because we know that your word said, Heavenly Father, cast every cares on you. So that we know that you are the Lord that creates all things. And we know that nothing is impossible for you to do. And we know that when you said we can do it, we must believe and we must stand and do exactly what you tell us we can do. We can do it. Help us to be more strong in you, Lord God, because according to your word, Father God, your word tells us you don't fail us. You said in your word, I will not forsake you. I will not fail you. According to the promises, Lord, because you did not fail Joshua, Father God. You said in your word, Lord God, I will not fail you. I will not forsake you. And Lord, use the same God that talked to our forefather and use the same God we have today. So, Lord, I believe your word. I believe we can stand as one, Lord God. I believe we can stand as unity to pray down things that come against one another. Because you gave us the dominion. You gave us the dominion. You gave us the authority. You gave us the power to stand, Father God. And Lord, I thank you today. I thank you for being the Lord of all our life, Lord. Because when we come together on the prayer line, Lord God, we come as one. We feel the aches of others, Lord. Help us to continue to stand strong and sincerely. And that when we pray for one another, we pray as one. And learn to cover one another. Regardless what the situation look like, pray that it will come down no matter how it look. It's got to loose. It's got to leave. Because, Lord, your promise, he said, you gave us the authority to pray these things out. You said in your word, Lord God, nothing is impossible to them that believe. You gave us the power to bind, and you gave us the power to loose. Help us to learn to use these things, Lord God, turn boldly. And Lord, I pray, Lord God, that we continue to seek you more and more and to stand boldly more and more and bring down these fiery darts of this enemy that come up against the body of Christ. Help us to continue to stand as a powerful prayer line, Lord. Help us that it grow, Lord. In Jesus' name I ask this, Heavenly Father. Amen and amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father. God, I give you glory and honor in Jesus' name. We thank you for the power of your anointing. Going to open the line for some prayer requests or either for for a praise report. See you, my sister Vivian. Praise the Lord. I saw you up earlier, so I'm going to go ahead and find out if that's you, the line for you to share or either give a, your request or praise
it
report.
Is.
Praise
it
God.
It is. Praise God. And that. I look forward to this. I wish you all would come on more than one night. But it's good to know that people are still praying and interceding. Instead of just praying with fancy words, heartfelt prayers. I just want to say y'all just continue to lift me up in prayer. And I know that I had a situation. I was praying for the job. Just wanted to let y'all know two of those people, they're not at one of them have not. Two of them have not been to work because of unknown reasons. So I'm more freely to be able to do and what I and conduct my work without a whole lot of resistance and interference. So I just want to say that God is up to something. He's doing something. And y'all just continue to keep me in prayer, and I'll continue to pray for y'all also.
Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord. God is good. He worked things for the good. We're going to give God glory that he keep on moving on your behalf, and praise, more praise reports coming, glory to God, of the goodness of God. We bless the Lord for the answer, Vivian.
Amen.
Any more reports or either prayer requests before? Because we're coming off a little earlier tonight. We had have an engagement, but I'm determined to be on the wall to do whatever God's given me. So he gave me a certain time that I can be released. So I want to make sure we cover the ground before I get off the phone. But to God be the glory. We got to be faithful about what God has given us to do and just take it by fly by night. And so when we do that, we give place to the enemy. Now I want to make sure that God get his glory. So I praise God for the powerful prayers tonight, Mother Alexander, Mother McCormick, and anybody else that came online that have a report or they want to be able to get a prayer in. We're going to ask you to go ahead and say it now. Praise God.
I just want to ask for prayer for Diane Norris, Paisley, and Braden. I just ask that each of you will pray for them for totally deliverance from demonic forces. And that just pray for that for me. Keep it in your prayers, in your spare time. It's urgent.
Praise the Lord. Amen. You heard the request. And God put those out there. We need to be warned and making sure whenever it comes to our spirit to do so. Because while the others that are on the front line, like Prophetess Bird and whoever's praying, whenever that request come out like that. So, Father, we do honor you tonight and give you glory. And as we come in agreement tonight, standing on the word of God, because we know that demonic forces, glory to God, are seeking to bring bondage, bring fear, to hold people captive. And God, you said, whom the Son set free is free indeed, and stand fast in the liberty where we set when you set us free. So, God, we come against the foul spirits of the enemy that want to hold them in bondage and have, glory to God, them in a place where they are not free to be able to let God come in and for his to be able to have control. We bind up every satanic and demonic and foul spirit, every principality, every worker of demonic forces that have come, glory to God, to hold them. We believe God's word in the name of Jesus that the devil has to loose them and free them up in the name of Jesus. We pray, glory to God, for healing. We pray, glory to God, for the root of the thing, wherever it's coming from. We know, glory to God, you know all things. And as we pray and tear down these strongholds and uproot these things in the name of Jesus, we believe in the report going to come back that they are free and that they're going to be able to allow the Lord to be able to have free reign because there will be nothing holding them down in the name of Jesus. So we bind you up, Satan, and all your little cohorts and every satanic and demonic force come in, glory to God, to hinder their life, their walk, or whatever God has for them. They shall live and not die and declare the works of the Lord, and we're going to be able to have a free mind and be able to have where they can comprehend the height and the depth of the width of what God's word is saying. God, we're praying that you penetrate every area in the name of Jesus. For those that are praying and those that are warned, protect them, shield them, cover them under the blood. Don't let no hurt, harm, or danger come upon them. God, we know that you're not giving any of us the spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. In the name of Jesus, we come against tormenting spirits that are torment the mind. We come against spirits, glory to God, that are out, that will say things that are contrary for discouragement, whatever way, whatever is going on, devil, you are a liar and the blood of Jesus against you. So, God, we thank you for the freedom. We thank you in advance for moving on their behalf. We thank you, Lord God, for every stronghold coming down in the name of Jesus. So, God, we know that we're going to have the victory in hearing this report of what the power of God has done. So we're thanking you for those, glory to God, that are standing in the gap, that are on the front line, that you continue to word their mouth, open up understanding and clarity of thought. God, reveal and uncover in the name of Jesus. And God, we are thanking you for doing that. And the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through the pulling down of strongholds. We thank you, glory to God, for your shield and your protection. And even those that are continuing to pray, we pray, God, for blood covering over them as well. And we cast all these cares and concerns back to you, and we give you all the glory and all the honor for the victory in the name of Jesus. Praise God. Any more reports or prayer requests? Okay, then, if that was it for tonight. Oh, wait a minute. Let me make sure I got all the lines open. I thought I had all of them open. Probably, if it is one. Okay, everything is open.
Praise
the
Lord,
Yes, ma'am, Mother McCormick?
Yeah, I thought my daughter was going to get on, but she didn't. But anyway, I thank God she's walking good right now. She's doing pretty good right now. But still keep her in prayer. Just keep her in prayer for the other things that she got to go through. She went to that test thing. But just keep her in prayer about that. We know that her kidneys is fine, and we believe God for that. But just keep her in prayer for that and the lupus and stuff. Thank you.
Praise the Lord.
Praise God.
Amen. Okay, Mother, Pastor Bert, since you're on the line, would you cover us some more with that as the Lord bless and bind up setbacks and discouragement as well.
Praise God. Father, we do give you glory and we give you thanks. We thank you for who you are, God, and we thank you for all that you do. We thank you, Father God, for hearing the prayers of the righteous, God. We thank you for what you've already gone through, God, and come out victorious. But, God, we know that you are not finished with her yet. And, God, we're believing for complete healing. Any of the tests and everything, God, gonna come out the way it's supposed to in the name of Jesus. But she's wonderfully and fearfully made, God, in your likeness, God, and in your image. And by your stripes, she is already healed. So, Father God, we just thank you for that. We thank you for how you manifested yourself. And, God, we know that you can do all things but fail. We don't care what the doctors say. Whose report will we believe? And we believe the report of the Lord. So we call her healed and whole, God, and we speak to those kidneys right now in Jesus' name, and we command them to function the way they were created to function in the name of Jesus. Urine and everything else being clear, coming out the way it's supposed to. And we cancel any assignments of the enemy now against her in Jesus' name. And Father, we are thanking you for what you've already done, and we are thanking you for what you are about to do. And it's in the precious name of Jesus Christ, our Savior, we pray. Amen.
Glory to God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Is that the last prayer request? If so, I just want to thank the Lord. Glory to God for the faithful and the determined women that be on the line and those that come on to hear and that God's blessing even in the praise reports and what God is doing. And we do thank God for Sister Vivian being so faithful coming back on and how God is blessing her as she grasping hold to faith and grasping hold to the instructions that the Lord has given the prophets, that God blessing her for her time with him, that she can see the hand of God moving on her behalf. So this is just, glory to God, just a tad bit of the greater and marvelous and wonderful things yet to come as she keeps striving for more of him. And regardless of how the enemy has had turmoil going on in time past through your life, the more and more you grasp faith, the more and more you stand firm on God's word, and the more and more you be determined and not allow the enemy to oppress, suppress, or allow your mind to wander and allow the imagination to run away with you. Remember God's words that he said, every imagination that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, we are supposed to bring it into captivity. Glory to God and obedience to the Spirit of God and his word. So I pray, God, that you bless her, destroying every yoke that's been a hindrance that has been, glory to God, coming even in her life that may have caused her to shift here and there. But God, I'm praying for stability in those things where she's been challenged with, that now she can be able to see the hand of God more and more in her faith walk, regardless of how much the enemy has done in time past. See the victory of the greater things yet to come. So God, I pray for her strength, our encouragement, and God, for just the blessings of the Lord, that the light be shining so bright that it will cause, glory to God, those that are around her can't help but acknowledge that it is God, and also the warring angels to be around her against those forces that are trying to come against her on that job. But God, the more and more you bless her to rise up and soar like the eagle. Thank you, Lord God, for the prayer warriors. Continue to bless them and bless them, women of God, in the name of Jesus. And all those that have a desire to even go to soar higher in you, God, is going to take the word in obedience. So, God, help us all. We love you. We appreciate you. We adore you. We magnify you. We thank you to touch Sister Lena's heart, God. You continue to bless. We thank you for touching Sister, Johnny May today. God, when the enemy coming up against them with nosebleeds, had to stay a night in the hospital. They couldn't stop it. They don't know why. But, God, we're believing that she's totally healed. As our pastor already said, no matter when they say 3 days, when Pastor Apostle Burton has spoken and said the word, the Lord said they're going to take it out. They did it in a matter of hours. So we're thanking you, Lord God, for her deliverance. And even when she get ready to have these other tests done, we bind up everything that the enemy tried to put, whether it was a blood vessel that was broken or anything else. We bind up aneurysms or any other complications or problems. We thank you that walking the joy and the peace of God, and thank him for moving so miraculous today. We give him all glory and honor. So we just pray for our sisters and brothers and our seniors, and pray, God, for the widows. Pray, glory to God, for your anointing. Continue to pray for our youth. And we thank God, glory to God, for even little Imani for 14 years today, yesterday, but God, even for her celebration. We bless the Lord. Continue to keep our youth, keep our minds, and keep us, God, focusing on you and putting you first in everything that we do. In Jesus' name we pray. We thank you, Lord, as they depart from all of us depart from this phone, not your presence. Pray, glory to God, you continue to have your way. Cover us with your blood. Dispatch your angels that we shall live and not die. Declare the works of the Lord. For in you we live and move and have our being. God, we bless you tonight, and we honor you in Jesus' name for the peace and the healing and the deliverance. We glorify you. Amen and amen. So long. So long.
So long. So long.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Touch Mother Willette tonight, too, as well. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord. To God be the glory.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.